The gospel we heard this morning of the Beatitudes on the plain, it's like in Matthew on the Beatitudes on the mountain, and you had both the blessed ones and the woe ones. In similar ways, we heard again from Colossians, from St. Paul, which I thought was really powerful again, especially, you know, I was reading it both with Jesus and the things that Paul was challenging the Colossians, you know, that's in my mind. I don't know if St. John Chrysostom that well. You know, I always, when he comes in the breviary or I look on the internet to listen to some of his, or to read some of his homilies or something, he's just unreal. So I always think about kind of him as another preacher of some of these important things that are challenging. And so I just want to think a couple of those verses again, especially St. Paul. First, he said, "You have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self." And again, earlier in the reading, that we have to focus on heaven, not things on earth. And then he just nails the Colossians. And I know St. John Chrysostom would have done the same thing. "Put to death then the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry." And then later, "But now you must put them all away: anger, fury, malice, slander, and obscene language out of your mouths. Stop lying to one another." These are things to continue to discern where our sins are, because each of us have sins, and to really bring them to the light, to ask the Lord for forgiveness, to come to confession, and to focus on what Jesus taught, what St. Paul taught, St. John Chrysostom, one of the doctors of our church, to keep bringing this into our own lives, to focus again on Him first, and to grow with purity, compassion, and forgiveness.